it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, yeah, we do. What a way to start the day. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love, and they love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, platforms, devices, yada, 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 that you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, you know, look, you're getting ready to start your day. You know what the drill is. You get up, you take your shower. You're trying to get a little edge on the day in the world of sports so that when you hit your desk or wherever you're heading, you have a little something to think about, your favorite team, basketball, football, hockey, whatever it is. And, you know, you don't have the time, really, except when you're in your car to listen. You know you listen to is there. But when you're at the desk and you're doing your work, or you're at the gym and you're doing your workout, or whatever the circumstances are, you can get you some Spano and Black. You know the platforms. You know the devices. I'm going to tell them to you anyway. It's iHeart. It's TuneIn. It's Stitcher. You can go to our award-winning website, click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. And, you know, again, you got an Android, you're cool. You have an iPhone, you're great. Laptop. Yeah. Tablet, yeah. PC, that matters too. Yeah, it all works. But for us, what's most important is the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect our liberties each and every day. And whether they're serving domestically or overseas, doesn't really matter. They're away from home. It's tough on them. It's tough on them emotionally, tough on them physically, tough on them mentally. We try to give a little ease to that burden by giving them a little entertainment here on the Spano and Black Attack, and we're very happy and proud to be a part of it. We'll set the table for you right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Let's tap on the brakes. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll count three, and if you're not out of the hospital then, I'll loose the dogs on you.
That works. welcome back to the Attack. Loose the dogs. I'll loose the dogs on you. Yeah, well. We're going to loose the dogs on you here in the show. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, San Roberto. Joe's off on vacation. Well deserved. And we've got a nice show for you today. We'll start out with basketball, of course, as the Celtics took care of their business in the pivotal Game 5, 123-101. And we'll talk about that, what it means in this series going forward, because neither team can win on the road. And we also have a couple of guests, Zach Berman, at 40 after hour one from philly.com, and he's going to talk about the Eagle draft and what they need to do to remain contenders in the NFC East, which I think is going to be one of the most intriguing divisions to watch this year. Everybody's seeding it to Dallas, but not so fast, my friend. There's a lot going on there. You've got a Giant team that's on the cusp. You have an Eagle team that's trying to climb the ladder. You have a Skin team that nobody really has their finger on the pulse of what's going on with them. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that and have some fun. In hour two, at 40 after hour two, Adam Block from Vivid Entertainment. We're going to talk a little bit of virtual reality. Technology in the how do I put this delicately at this time in the morning? The erotic world and what it means to the future of that entertainment genre and the business at large. So we'll have a little bit of fun with Adam as well. Sounds like more like a Jerry thing, but hey, what do you do? Again, Boston and Washington, 123-101. I was not surprised by this. I didn't predict a blowout when we're talking about this yesterday. And you guys have been listening to me over the years. I really don't do much in the way of predictions. It's because they're like, you know what? Everybody has one, and most of the time they're wrong. But what you did see going in, and I talked about this in the preview, the lack of offense coming from the Boston Celtics, from anybody other than someone named Isaiah Thomas, was really jumping up to bite them in a big way. And when Scottie Brooks was able to formulate a defense where they were throwing wall after wall, wave after wave of players at Isaiah Thomas to shut him down, when they were effective, they won the basketball game. When they weren't effective, they lost the basketball game. But it wasn't because of the fact that other people were scoring. It was Isaiah Thomas taking the burden of the offense on his shoulders and getting it done for the Boston Celtics. Yesterday, finally, for Boston, and this does not bode well for the Washington Wizards in any way, shape, or form, other people stepped up and started scoring points, including Bradley, including Horford. Bradley with 29, that was a career high for him. He got 25 of them in the first half. Horford was amazingly efficient, with 19 points on 8 of 9 shooting, with 7 assists, 6 rebounds, and 3 blocks. And he had blocks where the Wizards were trying to crawl back into the game. And there was a bit of a script flip on Washington with the 22-0 first quarter run in Game 3 that they had, and in Game 4 in D.C., the 26-0 third quarter run The Celtics did it too. Celtics had a 16-0 first quarter start. And Bradley was on fire. They kept going to him. Isaiah Thomas made sure he had the ball. And it was a game to show you how lopsided this game was. There was only one lead change. And that was at the very beginning of the game. They held the lead for 44 minutes and 42 seconds. That's impressive. You know, it was just one of those games. Avery was on fire. Ball movement was paramount in this basketball game. And as I was watching it, I'm looking at the job Marcus Smart was doing. I was looking at the job that Zeller was doing. Everybody that was on the court at various different times was moving the basketball. And you move the basketball, this is not rocket science when it comes to basketball. If the more hands it touches, you get the shot up relatively quickly, but the faster it goes around, the better off you are. And, you know, Washington had 21 assists. Boston had 33. Wasn't it? Washington wasn't trying to move the ball around. It just wasn't playing out that way. Like I said, Horford had 7. Isaiah Thomas had 9. Marcus Smart had 6. Olenek had 2. You know, the ball never stood still. And, you know, they made the decision, Boston, to keep Amir Johnson in the starting lineup. He's been flip-flopping that with Gerald Green. It paid off. Amir Johnson only played 18 minutes, but he was 4 or 5 from the field. And he gave you 5 boards. So it paid off real well. Jay Crowder didn't shoot well, but he had 18 points and 8 boards. You know, right down the line with this, everybody was effective. And even Isaiah Thomas, I mean, he didn't shoot particularly well. He was 5 of 13. But made his free throws, had 9 assists. And he was a plus 13 when he was on the court. They really got it done. Defense was being played all over the place. Smart. And this is the thing that people forget. And I don't know if it's going to pay off against Cleveland or not. But one thing the Celtics do that they don't do in Cleveland is play really good perimeter defense. Now, when you're talking about 2 guards in Wall and Beal who can fill it up like they do, you have to have people on the perimeter that can go man-on-man with them and at least make them work for their opportunities. They're going to score points. It's what they do. They're scorers. But in Marcus Smart, in Rozier, in Bradley, to a lesser degree because of his size and Thomas, but he makes the effort, all of those guys play defense. They're vital parts to what goes on in Boston. And, you know, again, Rozier, you look at his line, doesn't really show up that all that much. He had 21 minutes, excuse me, with 5 points. But in those 21 minutes, he had 2 steals, an assist, a couple of rebounds, and he was plus 9 when he was on the court. Marcus Smart in his 26 minutes. He actually shot okay, 3 of 7. 11 boards, 11, 6 assists, 2 steals, and he was a plus 13 when he was on the court. You know, if you don't think those stats matter, you know, Jaylen Brown in his time, he was able to roll off his guy and defend Wall a few times. Same deal. With that length that he has, he creates issues. You know, statistically, you know, he was okay. In his 26 minutes, he didn't score a point. You know what he was on the court? Plus 17. He was all over the place defensively. 7 steals in the game for Boston. But a lot of deflected passes, a lot of disruption, a lot of time spent in the lane trying to create a shot for the Washington guards, where you know, Boston just didn't let them breathe. And I'll tell you, it was the defensive effort as much as anything else was impressive. It really was, because they just shut those guys down. And Washington didn't have an answer. Scottie Brooks had his game plan going in, and it was like, we're going to let the other guys beat us. Well, the other guys did beat you. Pivotal game five goes back to Washington. They got to be a scared, Marvin. They got to be a scared. We'll finish that up there. Any other news in the NBA before we get to Zach Berman at 40 after the hour? I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Yeah. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Maybe it might. Who knows? Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. Sandy Roberto. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the Attack. And Twitter's more your thing, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. When I looked at the effort yesterday by the Celtics, and this is where great coaches, and I think that Scottie Brooks is a good coach. I don't know that he's a great coach. And, you know, the difference is finite. It's very thin. It's mostly it's talent in the National Football League. I mean, National Football League, excuse me, National Basketball Association. It truly is. If you have Michael Jordan, or if you have LeBron James, or if you have Kobe Bryant, and even at that, they don't win every year, you know. But it makes you a hell of a lot smarter, you know. And if you have, I don't know, name the player. I don't know who it is. Somebody on the Orlando Magic. You ain't as bright as you used to be. You know, Frank Vogel didn't go from smart to stupid overnight, but his team did. You know, Jeff Hornacek won 50-plus at Phoenix. Now he lost 50-plus in New York. You know, he didn't go from genius to moron. It's talent. But when you get comparably talented teams, it certainly can make a difference with the level of coaching that goes on. And, I mean, look, you got a very good coach on a collegiate level who was fortunate enough to go into a system in Boston where they had success under Doc Rivers. And after long periods of not having success, so the tradition of Celtic basketball was back. And that gives you some gravitas right there, because the collegiate coaches don't always make the jump. And you also had a bunch of non-stars as they were trying to rebuild again. And, you know, their timing was fortunate. Danny went about it mostly the right way, accumulating draft picks, getting a lot of times guys in the lottery when the Celtics were struggling to get back in after winning. They were patient. Nobody there was going to knee-jerk. Now they have a little bit of cap room. They get the guys like Al Horford. Stevens can coach them up. They got an absolute accident home run in Isaiah Thomas. They would be, without him, they probably would be an 8 seed if they were in the playoffs at all. You know, because when you look at it, you look at Zeller, you look at Olenek, you look at guys that have been drafted by the Celtics, Danny hasn't hit a home run with anybody. Where he has hit the home run was the deal in getting Isaiah Thomas. That was a home run. And they didn't think that was going to turn out the way it did. They thought Marcus Smart was going to be their starting point guard, and that Isaiah Thomas was going to be that spark on offense coming off the bench, because they felt if they had to play significant minutes with him, that he was going to get exposed defensively and he wasn't going to be able to stand up to it. So that was accidental. But Brad Stevens was also smart enough to deal with it and recognize what he had. You know, Avery Bradley's a solid player. You know, the rest of the guys on that team are solid players, but they're not stars. But they buy in. Their system is not dissimilar to what Pop does in San Antonio, except they don't have the superstar talent that Pop has. They have one. And they have a very good player playing out of position. You know, if they could get that second true star, they would be a legit contender, championship contender. I mean, they're a contender. But, you know, as it stands right now, it hasn't played out that way. And I don't think it will against Cleveland should they get that far. But, you know, again, back to the coaching. You know, here you are where Stevens really had no choice. He had to stick to what he was doing. And once they had a hot hand in Avery Bradley, Stevens and the rest of the players on that team were smart enough to ride it. You know, Marcus Smart, every time he was on the court, he kept driving the hole. But he was dishing off. He didn't have to finish, which is not his strength. He's not a particularly good shooter. And the guys around him were making shots. Same thing with Isaiah. But Isaiah, I mean, he and Olenek played the pick and roll perfectly in that one sequence. I believe it was late second half, where everybody collapsed on Olenek because he'd made a three. And he just threw it over at Isaiah and boom, sunk the three, and they were off to the races yet again. But Scotty Brooks, on the other side of the court, didn't have the ability to adjust. And what I mean by that is they were so concerned and so set in their game plan to shut down Isaiah Thomas that there was no plan B for if somebody else started dropping the ball in the hoop. And you saw how it played out. The ball movement was amazing last night. And when guys had opportunities to take their shots and make their shots, they were doing it. By the time the Wizards rotated, and they were slow on the rotation, it was too late. Ball was already up and in. And hence the blowout. And it was a blowout. I mean, Washington was just not in this game. Now, going into game six down in Washington, I don't anticipate any big change in Washington's philosophy. I still think they're going to go the same exact way. I think what they'll try to do is just, you know, push that ball out the same way they did in games three and four. Try to jump out to that big lead and put pressure on Boston's offense to have to crawl back in. But I think defensively, I don't think that philosophy is going to change. I think they're going to try to just make sure Isaiah Thomas has to work for everything, try to shut him down, throw waves of players at him, and let the other guys beat him. And if it turns out the way it did in Game 5, well, Boston will be taking a nice ride to the finals after Game 6. But if it doesn't, there'll be a deciding Game 7 in Boston. And that's the other aspect of it, too. I mean, you know, let's be honest about it. You got two teams that aren't performing particularly well on the road. Boston was a couple games over 500. On the road. And Washington was under on the road. You know, they don't play well on the road. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, you do in the playoffs have to win road games at some point or another. Otherwise, you ain't going to move forward. You know, the way it's structured just dictates it that way. But, you know, again, this is a Washington team that's learning how to win. You know, it's not a great mystery here. They're learning how to win. And they're talented. And, you know, next year, they're going to be at a pivotal point. I mean, you know, you think about it. And again, I'm not writing them out of this series yet. They still have an opportunity to do it. But just going on the assumption that they don't win this series. Next year will be a pivotal year. Everybody will be in their prime. Literally everybody. Gortat a little past it. And in the draft, I'm sure they're probably going to be thinking, let me see if I can find a big man to compliment him. But Wall's in his prime. Beal's in his prime. Porter's in his prime. Oubre's up and coming. They got the Heat off the bench in Bogo. You know, if they retain Jennings, they got a backup where if Wall gets hurt, all is not lost. As long as it's not catastrophic for the year. And they'll have to go from there, but they're going to have to figure out a way to get over the hump from that point on. Because this is where they're at that point now where teams hit the level they're going to hit. And then they start to slide backwards because the backbiting starts and the cap hit starts and the free agency starts. And all the things that go on in basketball, and in the world of sports in general, but specifically in basketball, that keep you from getting to that next level. They're getting a real good taste right here. Number one, let's see if they can push through Game 6 and take it back to Boston. Let's see what they can do after that. Zach Berman, right after this short timeout, Eagle football.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You check things all the time. Like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. The phone's got a hold if you're listening in your car on Sirius and or on one of the platforms as you get your way to work. We're joined by Zach Berman from Philly.com. Nobody does or covers the Eagles better than Zach, and we're very happy to have him back on the show. Good morning, Zach. Nice to have you back with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. It's funny. As a Giant fan up here in New York, I look at the competition all the time, and I have a feeling that the NFC East going forward, barring catastrophic injury over the next couple of years, is going to be one of the fun divisions to watch in football.
It's certainly, if you look at the young quarterbacks that the Eagles and obviously the Dallas Cowboys have, there's an opportunity for both those quarterbacks to grow into two of the better ones in the league. It's so cyclical in the NFL, as you well know, but the quarterback position is really what it's built around. And in Philadelphia and Dallas, there were two rookies last year who played at a fairly high level.
And the issues with Philly and not with Dallas, they were able to protect Dak in Dallas. And at times, Carson, especially when Johnson was out, they had trouble keeping him upright. Would you agree with that statement, and how did Philly go about addressing it?
Yeah, for one game, when Lane Johnson was out the first game and they put in Halepuli Badibadai at right tackle, there were some protection issues there. The issue with the Eagles' offense last year was more the receivers than the offensive line. They didn't really help out Carson in terms of offensive weapons. And what you've seen them do this offseason is really prioritize adding offensive weapons. In free agency, they signed Alshon Jeffrey from Chicago, brought in Torrey Smith, gives him a deep threat. And then they drafted two receivers last week. So that's four players there who are going to help that receiving core. They kept some pieces on their offensive line. So obviously they need to stay healthy there. Lane Johnson can't get suspended. But the priority was more adding some weapons for Carson Wentz.
Yeah, and they did that, as you said, very accurately. I like the mix of what they did with the draft and also in free agency. But they didn't stop there. They also added a little bit of running help, too. And running backs can be the quarterback's best friend.
Yeah, although they didn't add nearly enough running back help. They drafted Donnell Pumphrey in the fourth round. Pumphrey, 5'8", he's 5'8", 176, so a small running back, but is the NCAA's all-time leading rusher, went to San Diego State. That said, the Eagles had an opportunity in this draft to get a potential starter, and that they did not take a running back in the first two rounds there. And so they go into next year with some uncertainty at that position. It's going to be a committee approach. You're going to see Darren Sproles, Wendell Smallwood, Pumphrey. There's a lot unknown about whether Ryan Matthews is going to be on the team next year because of, he's recovering from a neck injury, has a big salary. But they don't have that clear number one running back that I think a lot of fans want them to get this offseason.
Yeah, but a lot of teams are going with the running back by committee. A lot of people on the East Coast don't see a ton of West Coast football, but I like Pumphrey. I get the whole undersized thing, but the guy produces. He's not afraid. You can't do it inside the tackles all the time, but he's not afraid to run inside the tackles, and he's kind of a Darren Sproles clone in a way, isn't he?
Well, I guess and no. Certainly they're both smaller backs. Sproles is much thicker. I mean, if you look at Sproles' bench press numbers at the combine compared to Pumphrey, and Sproles is 190 pounds. But the Eagles would love if Pumphrey had Darren Sproles' career. And Sproles has the most all-purpose yards in the NFL since he entered the league. So that would kind of be a good benchmark. I think if you look at what the Eagles have planned for Pumphrey, obviously bring him in, but there's some of that running, some of that receiving, and you're right, he was productive and durable at San Diego State. The question is the transition from the Mountain West Conference to the NFL.
Well, yeah, kind of a big transition there. One guy that they're hoping will not have a big transition is Derek Barnett, who slid a little bit and fell to him. I mean, they had to go for him, didn't they?
Well, they like the pass rush ability. He obviously brings around the edge, 33 sacks in 3 years. So he broke Reggie White's sack record at Tennessee. There were some other players who slipped there who could have been possibilities for the Eagles. Whether you're talking about Jonathan Allen, who went to the Redskins, whether you're looking at O.J. Howard, who went to the Bucks. I mean, both those were projected top 10 picks who fell. But the Eagles liked Barnett. It's someone they had focused on. They were not as concerned about the athletic testing. Barnett did not have a great combine. Right. They were more focused on the production on the field.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned Jonathan Allen, and I mean, I watched a lot of him play, and I'm an Alabama boy from the old days. But, you know, it seemed as if he was almost a product, and I'm not knocking his talent, but I understand why he slid down the board a little bit, because there were so many great players around him that I'm real curious to see how it plays out on the NFL level. I would always go with the edge rusher, I have to be honest, rather than the guy inside. In this particular instance, flipping that coin, from an Eagle perspective, I'm glad they went with Barnett.
Yeah, that's the way they went. I think in that one's case, there were some injury concerns there with his shoulder. But yeah, I mean, Allen's an extraordinary talent. The Eagles just they went with the edge rusher. They went with Barnett, and you know, they're obviously in the same division. So we'll see over these next few years how it goes.
Zach Berman from Philly.com joining us here in the attack, and I was impressed with the fact that management made a decision. It sometimes these things work out, sometimes they don't. But if Sidney Jones comes back healthy, they got them the steal of the draft right there.
We'll see. I mean, he's it's a significant injury, the Achilles injury, and you know, that's the reason he was there in the second round. If he was not hurt, the Eagles would have looked at him at number 14, and it might well have taken him. I mean, 20 years old. A lot of talent there, potential number one cornerback, but there's risk, and the Eagles can be very patient with it. They might not even play him all season this year. It could be a redshirt year, yeah, I mean, it was a risk the Eagles were clearly willing to take.
And they also addressed it in the next round with their next pick with the kid out of West Virginia.
Rasul Douglas in the third round. I mean, Douglas didn't run a great 40, so you know he doesn't have the ideal, at least track speed that you're looking for. But led college football with interceptions last year. Is a tall, physical corner, 6'2", 209. You know, 8 interceptions, as I said, and it's a wide open depth chart. He'll have a chance to come in and compete right away for playing time.
Yeah, I mean, Ball Hawk is certainly what I would look at, and I watched a lot of their football as well, but it literally always around a football. The analysis of their draft varied. I mean, the guy on NFL.com had him as the first draft class in the entire league. A lot of that had to do literally with what went on at the top. And I saw everything from C to B minus, I mean, you know, the various different so-called experts. Overall, how would you grade their draft?
Well, I would want to wait 3 years, obviously, to see how these players develop. And in terms of how they did a week out, I'd say they clearly focused on college production. You know, in past years, there were times when they took a leap, whether it was you know, at athletic testing that excited them, or where they were trying to plug a need. In this year's draft, they really valued what the players did in college more so than maybe what the combine of results would indicate. I think that they did not do enough to help themselves in the short term at cornerback. And as we just discussed, the Sidney Jones pick long term might be a really good pick. I think they are really going to have to kind of take it on the chin this year at that position. That's a weakness. And then running back, I thought that was a position that the board did not necessarily go the way they thought it was going to go. I thought in the second or third round was an opportunity for them to take a cut, was to take a running back who could step in and be your number one back. And Dalvin Cook went 2 picks before Sidney Jones. But if Cook was on the board in the second round, I think that's the direction the Eagles would have gone.
Now that's interesting because, I mean, the consensus on him was too many fumbles, too much stuff going on off the field, but yet the talent was still there. I mean, you could see what a disruptor he could be on an elite level. I mean, they were playing high-level football within his conference. But are you just completely down on the running back by committee situation? Because the position itself in the NFL up until this draft has kind of been devalued a little bit.
I'm not down on it, but it all depends who you have in the committee. You know, I mean, it's what happens in practice, not in theory. And, yeah, I mean, I don't think they have enough there. Wendell Smallwood had a decent rookie year, but, you know, he might be your primary ball carrier this year. Darren Sproles, I'm real high on as a player. 45% of the snaps last year. He'll probably have to take on a similar workload again. So we'll see. It's just, there were some really good running backs in this draft, and it's not necessarily not every team has the committee approach. I mean, you saw Dallas Cowboys last year win the division with an elite rookie running back, and I think the Eagles could have taken one this year. As I said, the board did not fall as they probably would have liked.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was a little surprised they didn't try to address it a little later on with a guy like Gallman or somebody along those that ilk. But so what kind of pressure does this put on Carson Wentz? I mean, you talked about the fact that they addressed a lot of things in gathering weapons for him. But is he now going to have to take that? I mean, he was going to have to take a next step anyway. But is he now going to have to take that bigger step and put a little more on his shoulders and perhaps generate more passing game to complement for lack of a running game?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to need him to play real well this year. He's a full-time starter. He has the full offseason. And the franchise is built around him. They gave him some improved wide receivers. They're really going to need more from Carson this year. And he knows that. You know, it's his team. It's his second year. He played all 16 games last year. So if there's a breakout player, the Eagles need to be Carson Wentz.
Well, keeping it with Carson before we let you go, talk to the fans about one thing that you saw out of him that should encourage Eagle fans and one thing out of him that you saw at the end of the year that perhaps just should discourage them a little bit.
Yeah, well, he needs to cut down on the turnovers. I think there were some interceptions last year that were not acceptable, that need to be better. You're going to throw some things. But I thought there were some bad ones last year. But almost everything else was really good. The way he picked up the offense, the command he takes in the huddle, the way he can improvise on broken plays, there was a lot to like there. You know, there's a reason why he's a franchise quarterback. Turnovers can be costly, and there were some bad turnovers and some bad moments last year, and the Eagles need them to fix that.
Well, Zach, I appreciate the couple minutes. Please tell the audience where we can find your good work and social media, of course.
Yeah, Philly.com. You can find all our work in Philadelphia Inquirer there. And then on Twitter, at @BBERM.
Appreciate the couple minutes. As we get closer to the season, we'd love to have you back on and talk about them again.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Zach Berman, Philly.com. And he and I seeing the draft a little bit differently. But, certainly cause for enthusiasm down in Philadelphia. Again, it's going to be a fun division. It's going to be a fun division. There's a lot going on there. I'll give you an opinion on something that not everybody's going to see eye to eye with me on this. Let's put it that way. We'll step out, tap the brakes. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I wanted.
Sure. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And here you go. Leave anytime you want. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, and Zach Berman from Philly.com. And, you know, again, I'll disagree with him a little bit. He's around the program a little more than me. But I thought they did have an issue protecting Wentz, or at least not where he was getting sacked all the time, but knocked down a lot. Lack of weapons, of course, had a lot to do with that, too. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you the team that's going to take a step back this year as we head to the top of the hour. Dallas Cowboys. The league is going to catch up to Dak to a certain degree, and he's not in sync with his best wide receiver. He got exposed when he had people around his feet. He panicked a lot. He's going to have to make the adjustment. Teams are going to adjust to him. I'm telling you, everybody has him going to the Super Bowl. Watch out. I don't think it's going to happen. That's it for hour one of the attack. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll have more fun and frivolity in hour two here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Besides dominating discussion on Capitol Hill and on the TV news shows, President Trump's decision to fire James Comey as FBI chief now sparking some protests, including one held outside the White House last night.
Obviously, he's covering up something.
Meanwhile, the Republican head of the House Oversight Committee is asking the Justice Department's watchdog to look into Comey's firing.
Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz says he sent a letter to DOJ Inspector General
General Michael Horowitz urging him to review the decision to fire Comey. Chaffetz previously asked the Inspector General to look into the FBI's handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. The probe into the Comey firing will be included in that investigation.
That's correspondent Tom Roberts. Vermont lawmakers approving the legalization of recreational use of marijuana in that state. The measure goes to the desk now of the Republican governor. This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples' help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
The bridge that collapsed in Atlanta after shutting down a major highway in March is now to reopen on Monday. A portion of Interstate 85 collapsed on the 30th of March from a massive fire that was set under the heavily used bridge. Yesterday, the governor, Nathan Deal, announced that the I-85 bridge would be completed and open for traffic by rush hour Monday morning. And Georgia's transportation chief noted that in just 6 weeks, they reconstructed over 700 feet of that bridge. Another Confederate monument in New Orleans is being relocated, but not without opposition. The Jefferson Davis statue expected to come down today, and demonstrators both for and against moving it were out in the streets overnight.
Hey, go home.
The recent removal of another Confederate monument in that city forced workers to wear bulletproof vests and have police protection as they moved it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview? Unwise. Using Nuzyzol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zyzol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zyzol. Use as directed.
The Senate Intelligence Panel has issued a subpoena for documents from the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. We get an update from correspondent Tom Roberts.
The documents are relevant to the committee's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The documents were originally sought by the committee in April, but Flynn refused to turn them over. Flynn was dismissed as National Security Advisor by the Trump administration over concerns about his contact with Russian officials during the campaign.
An Obama administration environmental rule remains in effect after the Senate failed to overturn it, three Republicans joining all the Democrats in a 51-49 vote yesterday to keep an Interior Department rule in place that requires oil and gas companies to control the release of methane gas. Arizona Senator John McCain unexpectedly joining South Carolina's Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins of Maine in knocking down that appeal attempt. Two transgender cadets being allowed to graduate from their respective military academies if they pass their exams, but the Pentagon will not let them serve, as it's not yet come up with procedures for accepting new transgender troops. One of these cadets is at the Air Force Academy, the other at West Point. And the NBC network now planning a live production of Jesus Christ Superstar, the Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice Broadway hit. Casting is getting underway for the story about Jesus' final days. It's set to air next Easter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere.
Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts.
Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
That's pretty accurate. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter's more your thing, at BobBlack71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. We've got a big Hour 2 in front of us. We'll set that up for you right after this short timeout. But it's all about platforms. You know, it's the day has started, guys. It's 9 o'clock in the morning here in the East Coast. Everybody's settling in at their desks. If you're further on into the country, you're traveling somewhere, you're going to your job. Maybe, you know, you're getting an early jump on the weekend and took a couple of personal days and you're heading somewhere as well. Well, you can get us on Sirius. You can get on any of the affiliates all around the country. But you know, if your kid wants to listen to music and you want to listen to sports, well, on your devices, well, you know, have the kid plug in and you know, he can listen to some sports too, or you can do it. It's all about iHeart. It's all about TuneIn. It's all about Stitcher. It's all about the various different platforms you can use and the devices you can use as well. We're available on the Androids. We're available on the iPhones, tablets, laptops, personal computers, you know the drill. And, you know, again, take us anywhere you go. Radio on the go. This is the ever-fluid platform of media today. It's changing. It's on demand. It's what you want to listen to. And you want to listen to some Spano and Black. It's we'll bring you the best in sports talk anywhere in the country. And it's all about the guests, all about the topics, all about the fun that we have. You know, we got a bunch of different things going on with this show. It's never always about the same thing each and every day. I would say that we're just a little bit unpredictable. For us, biggest thing, most important thing, the American Forces Radio Network. Those guys and girls protect us. They give me the right to talk to you. Greatly appreciated, never taken for granted, and very proud to be a part of it. Let's tap on the brakes. When we come back, we'll set up Hour 2 for you right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. This is a Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. I just want to touch on, before we set the table here, for those of you who weren't aware, Kathy Berman died yesterday, Chris Berman's wife, in a car accident. And as it got around the league, the outpouring of affection. And, you know, it was like I said yesterday, many people felt that Berman's time had passed. And it was time for him to go, and he kind of got eased out the door. They renewed his contract, but at a much lesser rate and more as a contributor. They're going to parachute him in a couple times a year. But basically, he's done at the network at 62 years of age, which is my age. So, you know, it's good luck with that. But once it got around during the course of the day, the outpouring of affection that came out for the guy, because – you know, and I've seen some critics rip into him. He's done some endorsements for things like NutraSlim and, you know, things like that. And his weight's fluctuated. So they were calling him a hypocrite. And one thing about Berman, he loves his rock and roll. No, excuse me there. Choking to death. He loves his rock and roll. And he loves his Buffalo Bills. And he's very passionate about sports. I met the guy. He's a nice guy. He really is. He didn't come across to me as a phony in any way, shape, or form. And for the people who are involved in sports and who have contact, and, you know, you know who you are. There's some players that, you know, if I never saw them again, that would be okay with me. And there are some people who work in this business that if I never saw them again, that would be okay with me. And there's a lot of people within sport that feel the same way about their own people and also about the people that cover what they're doing. But, you know, something, it was a badge of honor to get a Chris Berman nickname as a player in any sport, you know, whether it was Burt Be Home by Levin. You know, name them. They were always there. He gave them out, you know, like Halloween candy. And if it fit, it was pretty cool. These guys would hear the next day in the locker room, "Hey, did you hear what Berman said about you? He got your name," you know, and had a lot of fun with it. And around the league, you know, Russell Wilson And you could tell that they had had personal conversations. He said, truly sad to hear Mrs. Kathy Berman is no longer with us. Praying for you, Chris, as I know you always told me she was your rock. The Buffalo Bills are circling the wagons more than ever for Chris Berman and his family today. John Harbaugh with the Ravens. This is stunning and heartbreaking news. Chris Berman is more than a friend. He's like family to the Ravens. Chris and his children and Kathy are in our thoughts. You know, there was a lot of that. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate. It's tragic. You know, and the poor gentleman who was involved in the accident, Edward Bertillis, who lost his life as well. I mean, they haven't really released any details yet, but at 87 years old, I'm wondering whether or not he should have been behind the wheel. You know, it unfortunately happened. And, you know, we're sad for the family. We truly are. It's, you know, and you never want to lose a loved one, but considering what had happened to him professionally, that he was having a major career change as far as relevance and all that kind of good stuff, it was really a true blow. And I'm sure he and Kathy had already had plans on how they were going to spend their golden years, and now this is disrupted and ended, and truly a sad thing. But, you know, again, thoughts going out to Chris Berman. It happened literally as we were going off the air yesterday, so it was the news of it anyway, and so we really had a chance to talk much about it. But, you know, our best wishes to Chris Berman. Like I said, I only met him a couple times, but certainly just appeared to be an all-around decent fellow. And somebody that, quite frankly, you'd want to sit and have a beer with and shoot the breeze with and just have a little fun with, you know. But sad story. Rest of the world of sports, rest of the show, I should say. Adam Block from Vivid Entertainment at 40 after the hour. And we'll have some fun with him, talk about virtual reality or lack thereof. You know, rest of the world of sports, let's stick with the NFL here for a couple minutes. And LeGarrette Blount, where will LeGarrette Blount end up? According to sources, the Pats are going to use the seldom used May 9th tender. I don't know if it's specific to the date on LeGarrette Blount. Pro Football Talk reported it, and I have no idea on what this means, so I'm going by the article. The tender, which is a seldom used mechanism, means that if Blount remains unsigned past July 22nd, he can play only for the Patriots during the 2017 season. If he signs before that date with another team, Blount would count towards the 2018 compensatory draft pick formula. The tender carries a value of 110% of a player's base salary from the year before, which would amount to $1.1 million for Blount. Interesting. They added Mike Gillisley and Rex Burkhead, but he's the guy they want back. I mean, you know, you look at LeGarrette Blount and how he's bounced around the league. And he has bounced around the league. The only place he produces on an elite level is with New England. And I don't know if Belichick puts a boot to his hind end. I don't know if they share barbecue together. I don't know if they drink scotch together. I don't know if they hang out, you know, watch the Red Sox together. Well, and there you go. Blount was in Boston on Wednesday night attending Game 5 of the Wizards-Celtics, along with several current Patriots, as well as New England coach Bill Belichick and owner Robert Kraft. Well, hold on. I just got my question answered. all right. Well, so LeGarrette, we want you back. is evidently the message being put forth. Now, they weren't sitting together. I mean, I looked, and I don't think they were sitting together. But, you know, if they add him, that puts him into the backfield with James White, who got a three-year extension, and he, you know, was terrific in the playoffs. Deion Lewis, Brandon Bolden, DJ Foster. And they signed a couple of other guys. Oh, yeah. Gillisley and Burkhead, as I said. But I don't care who they signed. If they're on the goal line and they're in a position to score them some points, the guy you want with the ball in his hand is LeGarrette Blount. That's just how it is. And I don't know if, you know, this is a precursor to them signing him, something where, you know, they think it's going to keep other teams from going after him. But, I mean, if I had to hazard a guess, he's probably going to end up back in a New England uniform. Man, Belichick and Kraft have their ways, don't they? They always manage to get it done the way they want to get it done. Funny. At the Celtics game. I had no idea, I swear to God, until I got to the bottom of the article. I had no idea. When we come back, we'll have a little more fun bouncing around the world of sports. Let's tap on the brakes. Don't go anywhere, though. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano Black Attack.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
That's true. If you ever been around my poker game, you'd say exactly the same thing. Welcome back to the Attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, you know, we're having a little bit of fun here. Some serious stuff, too, but fun as much as anything else, because the Patriot way is just amazing on what they do, how they go about doing their business. And it's Bill's way. He gets it. You know, they just do. A couple of other things in the National Football League. And Blaine Gabbert signing with the Arizona Cardinals. Look, I mean, the sub-headline on this is Kaepernick being blackballed. He probably is, but I don't think this particular decision is a reason. And again, this is media fed. This is where, you know, political correctness run amok. And that kind of thing comes into play here, because the Cardinals, they're just looking for a backup to Carson Palmer so that their season isn't lost. You know, Blaine Gabbert got a nice chunk of change to back up in Philly last year. And once they decided that their guy was determined, they only needed one real backup. So Arizona, knowing that Drew Stanton is not the guy, signed Blaine Gabbert. You know, Zach Dysart is the other guy on there. Well, you know, look, I mean, can Kaepernick play? Yeah, he can. I like many aspects of Kaepernick's game. But he did some of this to himself with his off-the-field stuff. See, this is where, you know, they talk about Dalvin Cook and his off-the-field stuff. And they talk about other players with their off-the-field stuff. Now, some of it is drug-related. Some of it is crime-related. Some of it is just, you know, attitude. And maybe the guy is just not particularly a good guy. You know, you look at Jay Cutler. You know, nobody was talking about Jay Cutler being blackballed, but he was. Because the perception is he wasn't a very good teammate. And nobody liked him. Well, that ain't no different than Colin Kaepernick. A big arm, strong, prototypical NFL quarterback who's been down the road before, who can't get a sniff. Sound familiar? You know, so, you know, they're trying to blow this up into something that, you know, it partially is. You know, and there's a bunch of people out there saying that, you know, the fact that Gabbert has a job and Kaepernick doesn't is 100% proof that the NFL has blackballed Colin. That's from Bob Fesco on Twitter. Gabbert sucks. Colin is much better. Well, okay, as your job as an NFL talent evaluator, I guess you've made that decision. You know. And basically, that's all it is just opinion. And we've talked about what they're like before in this show. You know, is he getting blackballed? Yeah, he probably is. You know, but let's not take it out on Blaine Gabbert. You know, and the other aspect of it is money. Gabbert went in there for for $900,000. Eyesight at this time in the morning. And Kaepernick's agent is shopping him for more money. Well, you know, had they signed him for the kind of deal that the Eagles signed him for last year in that $3-5 million range, and the other aspect of it is that NFL teams, those who are remotely interested, haven't been able to nail him down for a discussion. You know, I mean, Kaepernick is showing philanthropy. You know, he is. He's putting his money where his mouth is, and I'll give him credit for that. I don't agree with his stance that he did during the season, but he had the right to do it. And we talked about that ad nauseum. But, you know, he's trying to help provide food and water for the people of Somalia. He donated his sneaker collection to charity so they could auction it off. He sent a $50,000 donation to Meals on Wheels. And he made a thing of going to a parole board. I believe it was in the Bay Area. I could be wrong about this. But where he basically emptied his closet and gave suits to men who had just been paroled. And he also donated $1 million to be spread out over communities that are in need of help. So, I mean, he's doing a lot more than a lot of people in the sport do as far as charity work. I mean, actual charity work. I'm not talking about this United Way. Stuff and all that. You know, that's canned charity. No disrespect to the United Way, but, you know, if you look it up online, they don't spend their money particularly well. And it's all well and good that, you know, they contribute, but, you know, a lot of these players don't make the extra effort. And he did and does. And you have to give him credit for that. But his own political stances have alienated him to some of the teams. I got news for you. I'm sure there are a bunch of owners who have progressive attitudes on many things and would not hold against him the fact that, you know, that's how he feels. But there are some that will. You know, let's not have a double standard here. You know, if it's all right for Colin Kaepernick to go on the sidelines and have a political stance, well, it's all right for the owners to have a political stance and say, well, I disagree with you. I don't want you on my football team. Now, if that's blackballing, okay. I get it. I get why you would understand it or feel that way. But, you know, they have a right to do it, too. The same way they had a right to not employ Jay Cutler, who's now in a broadcast booth. So, you know, this is how it goes. But like I said, when it comes to the Cardinals themselves, not knowing that they were going to create this mini controversy here, you know, Drew Stanton ain't getting you through the playoffs if Carson Palmer goes down. You got a fighting chance with Gabbert. And next year, regardless of what happens, they're going to try to find their quarterback. And there should be availability there for you. You know? I mean, you look at big-time playmakers, and they're already projecting. But when you look at Sam Darnold, you know, he's got a huge arm. He's accurate. His delivery is long, and they'll tweak that. But he also has that same thing that they were talking about with Trubisky. You know, by the time he's done, barring injury, he'll have about 22 starts in his portfolio. That's not a ton. Josh Allen, you know, comes from a smaller conference. Big kid, 6'5", 216, could throw. Yeah, numbers weren't great. 28 touchdown passes last year, 56% completion. And they had some talent that went to the NFL. Tanner Gentry, Jacob Hollister, Brian Hill, they're all getting looks from other teams. So, you know, that's a little bit of a red flag there. The Rosen one in UCLA,
The only question on this kid is going to be whether or not the shoulder bounces back. That's literally what it's about. If it does, you know, he'll go somewhere. My boy Mason Rudolph, you know, he's another one. Opportunity will abound. Good arm, ability to make plays, quick enough in the pocket. You know, these guys that are looking for quarterbacks on their teams, there'll be some choices. Probably going to end up having four go in the first round this year, this next year. Maybe five. And then there'll be some guys in the second round as well that are worth investing a pick in anyway. You know. And I think that's where it falls into the unsure category now, except for the Bears, who obviously reached this year. But, you know, look, if you're not sure, you can get them in the second round. You can get them in the third round. You know, and there'll be some other free agent talent out in the market. You know, who knows what happens with Glennon. Like I said, he's still trying to figure out what happened. Adam Block, Vivid Entertainment, right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black. We're joined by Adam Block from Vivid Entertainment. He is their virtual reality guru. And if you go to vividvirtual.com, you can see his work and the other work of the people involved in his industry. And he joins us this morning on The Attack. Good morning. Nice to have you with us, Adam.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm not, you know, huge into the industry, but I understand the appeal, and I like good-looking women as well as anybody else. Why virtual reality?
So virtual reality is kind of the new, most immersive way to experience really any content. And, you know, for us, adult entertainment is kind of like the ideal pairing with just out of curiosity, have you personally ever tried virtual reality yourself?
I have not.
Okay, so when you do, you're going to see it's a complete game changer. You can look behind you, below you, above you, and it really feels like you are there in that room with that person. So I feel like virtual reality is one of those things, as soon as you try it, it's going to be the aha moment where you're like, wow, this is a complete game changer. It's not like anything anyone's ever really experienced before in terms of entertainment.
And I would imagine, you know, specifically you're targeting a demographic that is tech savvy, number one. Number two, is involved in virtual reality, because virtual reality doesn't exist only in the world of adult entertainment. It exists in all levels of entertainment. And I would imagine that was part of the appeal in getting involved in this on a more extensive level.
Yeah, I mean, we're not necessarily targeting tech savvy people, because you don't need to be tech savvy to use or you know, work with virtual reality or to view virtual reality. I mean, you could go to Best Buy and grab you know, Samsung Gear VR, use your Samsung phone, or you could buy, you know, anywhere from like a $5 to a $10 Google Cardboard, which is literally a piece of cardboard that you fold and your phone places into it, and then you can download apps and install different movies and stuff in your phone so you can view the actual experiences. So you don't really have to be too tech savvy to see and enjoy virtual reality, but the market is a little bit young, I would say, right now. And I would think, you know, by Christmas or early next year, we'll see exponential numbers of more units being out there. But already, I mean, there's a lot of them out there, and it's a growing market for sure.
Well, I mean, looking at your website, I see where some of the people I would imagine are familiar in the world of adult entertainment, but you also have people who are familiar to the audience outside of the world of adult entertainment. People who I've actually interviewed, like Tila Tequila, man, is she crazy. And Kendra Wilkinson, who I've also interviewed, who was very nice, you know. Did you make a point of getting identifiable names to be involved in this?
That's always nice. You know, are you asking, like, in terms of helping boost awareness of the actual VR, you know, genre?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we certainly, with the first experience that we launched was the Kim Kardashian superstar virtual reality experience. So what we did there was, you know, we're working with Vivid, and what is Vivid, you know, one of the staples that put them on the map certainly was that sex tape.
Right.
So we were kind of strategizing with them. We said, well, how can we take this legendary tape and kind of repurpose it in VR and do something fun and unique in VR with this tape? So what we did was we hired an actress who looks just like Kim Kardashian. And, you know, so when you put this thing on your head, you're in a bedroom and you're watching the Kim K tape at the foot of your bed on a big 80-inch television. Then at some point in the film, in the actual sex tape, you know, we have the actress come out, climb out of the television, and she joins you on your bed. So it's kind of like we're thinking, like, what's the most, like, ridiculous, fun, quirky, you know, like the gag of her climbing out of the television, and then she does a solo scene there for you. But it's just kind of like, you know, that would be a good example of the types of experiences that we do, because it's still sexy, it's fun, it's pushing the bounds of, you know, within VR. And, yeah, that's just kind of like stuff we like to do.
Yeah, I mean, with
80-inch screen, man, I'm just imagining Kardashian's ass up on that big screen. Man, you got to have a panoramic view there, don't you?
It's nice and plentiful.
Adam Block from Vivid Entertainment joining us here on The Attack. Herein lies the dilemma for me, and I mean, I'm from a different generation. Let's put it that way. I am not adverse to good-looking women. I still like them. Fortunately, everything's still working, so it plays out for me. I with all the casualness of sex in society now, with hookup sites and I can't go down that road because we're on some terrestrial networks. But why don't people just go out and get laid? where's the appeal of this?
Well, so okay, that's a great question. For me, I do go out and get laid, and I hope you do too.
I do.
This is just another thing. It's kind of like, you know, I guess the question is, do you masturbate from time to time? Because I'll bet you that 99% of your audience does on occasion. And they probably also get laid as well, I would imagine. So I don't think that this or any other type of medium or entertainment experience is meant to or necessarily replaces real life activities like going out to the if you stay home and watch a movie, are you not going out and experiencing the outdoors? Like, no, it's just I feel like staying in and doing this. So I don't see it as something that replaces one thing for the other. And I think, life is all about balance. And this is just a really, really cool way to, enjoy yourself. Or it's not even adult entertainment. There's cool games and movies and all sorts of stuff you can see in VR. So I think similar to, there was the invention of the radio, then there was the television, and then there was the internet, and now there's VR.
Yeah, I'm so old. I actually masturbate to radio. That's the way it played out for me.
Hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
No, this is truth. But I mean, I the progression, and I guess to talk financially for a second, when the internet and it in its first form, actually, the only sites that made money were porn sites. I mean, everything else that was going up was a loss leader in many instances. And, as you talked about radio to television, movies, the whole nine yards, you saw that with adult entertainment. It went from, the little novellas and what they used to call the Bachelor films and Playboy and Penthouse. But then they took their hit with the advent of the internet. They had to get involved in it. But I guess the internet's kind of leveled off, too, because anybody with a camera basically can create a porn tape. So I would imagine that you guys had to take it from the perspective of we have to take it to the next level.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. I mean, we are, you said it, like anybody can grab a camera and just film something and put it on the internet. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be any good, but true. It contributes to like this white noise of content that's just available 24/7 It kind of just lowers the quality bar. But that's not really the same in virtual reality. I mean, we're shooting in a full 360 degrees. The processes are painstakingly long and tedious. And there's not really that much content out there. Well, compared to what's on the internet right now, it's kind of like this cool, specialized, new, unique, and immersive, way to enjoy content that's literally like nothing else that anyone's ever seen. So if you haven't seen it, I definitely recommend going to vividvirtual.com and checking some stuff out.
Yeah, certainly understandable. I mean, I'm looking at your site, like I said, you shoot in full definition. You talked about 360, head tracking cameras, stereoscopic 3D. There's cost involved here. And real cost. And as we just talked about, if I have a camcorder or, my own little camera and my iPhone or whatever the circumstances are, I can film it. It's going to be crap quality, but I can film it. How are you anticipating where the dollar return is going to be worth the production cost? Because I would imagine the production costs are pretty high.
Yeah, it's a little high. You know, and honestly, the another aspect to this that's kind of like the unsung hero that nobody kind of, like the behind-the-scenes thing, is the amount of time it takes in post. So, you know, there's certain cameras that are out right now. I know the Ozo, Nokia Ozo. It's kind of like an all-in-one package where it shoots a full 360 degrees, and it kind of has a auto-stitch capability where each of the cameras need to be stitched together. And that process is crazy long, and that's a huge expense. So I think that, you know, as some of these new cameras are coming out and software are emerging, which they have been over the last year and a half, but those types of processes, the post-process, get a little bit less painstaking because that's where a lot of money goes in the process. So in terms of the return on that money, I think we just need, you know, more people to know that there's a lot of content out there and, you know, the market to grow a little bit. But it's surprising. You know, I think if you asked, you know, 10 of your friends, have you heard of virtual reality or do you own a virtual reality headset? You know, last year, probably 9 out of 10 of them would say no. And, you know, I've noticed personally that, you know, probably, you know, 6 out of 10 people would say no. They don't mm-hmm. have one yet, but they're planning on getting one. I mean, they're so cheap now. It's really kind of a no-brainer to pick up a Google Cardboard or something like that and just check it out. It's
yeah,
pretty awesome.
I would imagine. I mean, the cute little commercials around Christmas with Samsung with Grandpa plugging into the headset. I don't think that's exactly what we're talking about here. You know, the virtual reality headsets, when they were trying to sell them at Christmas, you know, you had the cute little commercials with Grandpa and the kids. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, well, maybe that's not exactly the content he was looking at. Well, maybe it was. You know, you made a transition yourself. I mean, you worked with, you know, games with the Transformers, Guitar Hero, Spider-Man. How comfortable were you making a transition into adult entertainment?
I was real comfortable. I mean, you know, I'm in one of those places in life where, you know, I've been focusing on video games. I worked for Sony and Activision for, you know, last 10 years. And, you know, when VR came around, where basically the rendering times when you turn your head are fast enough now and the computing power is there where it looks real and smooth, you know, I got on the phone with an ex-developer of mine back at Sony. And I said, we got to get into this VR thing, and we need to get into the adult industry because, like you said, it's kind of a no-brainer. You know, adult content has always led the way in new technology, you know, probably, yeah, with radio and certainly with DVDs and VHS tapes and the Internet, and now it's VR. So, you know, I kind of was at the right place, and I had the right, certainly the right time and the right experience and history to kind of make a lateral sidestep into, okay, now we're working with this technology, which is kind of a second cousin to video game development. And adult entertainment is kind of a no-brainer. And certainly Vivid is like the powerhouse. I mean, they're the staple in the adult industry, so they're a perfect match for what we're trying to do, you know?
Cutting edge stuff. As I let you out the door, give us the 411 again on where everything can be found in your social media stuff.
Yeah, so you can just go to vividvirtual.com and check out all of our virtual reality content that we're making for Vivid Entertainment. And we got a lot of cool stuff coming your way. And I appreciate your time.
Anytime, Adam. Interesting stuff. It's technology is a beautiful thing, and I'm not too old to appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Right on. Take care.
Adam Block, Vivid Entertainment. If it's your thing, trust me, go to their site. You're going to discover some interesting stuff. I still want to have some tequila stories. Oh, my God, she is BS crazy. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll put the brakes and the happy ending onto the show. Don't go anywhere.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. I want to thank Zach Berman and Adam Block for coming on board. That was fun stuff all the way around. And this is interesting. It goes hand in hand. Kevin Durant saying that the top prospects should skip the NBA combine, which was interesting in itself. His logic is it's just a waste of time. Here's a guy, and legitimately so, he didn't even bench press 185 pounds once. Still got drafted number two overall. He's got a point. But now, this is how it is. You don't go, then they're starting to talk about your mental makeup and whether or not you're there, and all that kind of good stuff. So there's 8 out of the top 15 that aren't going to be there. Lonzo Ball, Josh Jackson, Jason Tatum, Jonathan Isaac, Malik Monk, Dennis Smith, Lauri Markkanen, and Frank Ntilikina. So, some are going. De'Aaron Fox, Markelle Fultz. De'Aaron Fox can help himself. He may bypass Mr. Ball as the number two overall. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. I know I certainly did. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Adios.